During this coming and going sesshin, we have been inquiring into the record of Master Linji. And this morning, I would like to try to talk about an excerpt from it, which goes like this. If in this present moment you are not able to meet the Buddha in person, then for countless lives to come, you will have to be reborn in the three realms of samsara, always searching for something to grasp hold of that will make you feel comfortable, continually being born in the womb of an ox or ass. So before I came to this sesshin, I had been thinking about this process of ways in which I seek comfort, and the subtle way of looking for physical comfort and emotional comfort, and how that can be very attenuated and unobservable. And the reason I was engaging in this inquiry before I even read this record of Master Linji that we've been working on is that I was in Vietnam just before coming to sesshin. I returned on Saturday. And when I was there, I was staying in a remote part of the country in the north in the mountains. And I was so struck by the ability of people to be comfortable under circumstances that seem to me full of privation. And one night I was staying in a homestay of a family that lived incredibly humbly in you know, what was hardly more than a cave in the mountains. It was they cooked by fires in a fire pit, and there was no running water, and they had an outdoor pit for a toilet. And in the night, they raised pigs and chickens, and there were feral cats around. And in the middle of the night, there was just this horrible sound of all of these animals just in such pain and suffering. The pigs were squealing, and the roosters were, you know, roostering, and the chickens were squawking, and the feral cats were making this awful noise in the middle of the night. And I felt that for the first time in my life, I understood what it meant to be in the animal realm. And we talk in Buddhism about the six realms of existence, and one of them is the animal realm. And before this, you know, for me, animals are pets, cats and dogs, and you can kind of understand a little bit what it'd be like, maybe, to live in this animal realm. But in this moment of hearing all of this suffering of these animals, there must have been, I imagine, something.